Hey everybody, it's Scott from DVC-Rental.com. If you're playing a Disney vacation, definitely check us out, as we could typically save you around 40 to 50% off of Disney's prices for all of the deluxe Disney resorts.
Hello, welcome to the WW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by two really good friends. My family and their family have been on a vacation together. I want to introduce Krista Griffin and Everly Murray. Good evening, ladies. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, thanks for having us.
I'm so excited.
Oh, please, this can't be all that exciting. We're friends already, so it's just like talking on the phone. So it's good to see. You guys got great smiles. I love seeing those smiles today. So. We have a trip report. So I wanted to talk about your vacation because it was something that, in terms of our friendship, I've not seen you take like a spring break Walt Disney World trip report. You guys have been coming down during the middle of this subtropic heat, you know, for the last few years and sweating. So I want to talk about all this trip. But before we talk about that, let's talk about what's good in your life. So I knew I said, hey, think of something good here. So Everly's super excited to talk about it. But Krista, what's good in your life? Give me something.
Well, I am going to be switching jobs soon, and I'm going to be able to telework, so I don't have to drive to Essex every day. So I will save about an hour and a half a day in drive time.
Just so everyone knows, Essex is a really far place from where we live, like really, really far.
Like Wait a minute. So you're home, you'll be home remotely all the time now, 5 days a week?
Well, I think I'll have to still go into the office once a week, but I don't mind doing that because I'll still get to see my friends and stuff.
Okay.
But it's about saving all the extra drive time.
Yeah, for sure.
Wear and tear on my car.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
All right, Ev, what is good in your life?
Hold on.
Uh-oh. Oh, she was so excited. She has to go and show me. So as Krista puts her hands up, I'm excited for you though. That would be like contrary. Most people are having to go back to the office right now in some version of that, you know? Okay. What do we got? Tell us what we got, Ev, because remember we're audio, not video here.
This is Scoopy.
Okay.
My ice cream cone drawn to life stuffed animal. Here, I'm going to have her hold it so I can show him. A custom stand. It says Everly drawing by Everly Murray, and then it has his name Scoopy.
Okay, that's really cool. Now tell me the significance of that. What does that mean? Why do you have a ice cream cone stuffed animal?
I have Scoopy because for the 10th year of Dave's Ice Cream Social, we're swapping our mascot from V, my alter ego that I drew when I was like 5, to this.
Okay. I saw that the 10th annual Dave's Ice Cream. That was like a professional, like she threw like an ad read in for Dave's Ice Cream Social. So if Jeremy was on with you right now, he would tell you that the Murray family, Krista, Everly, and Jeremy, essentially they helped create Dave's Ice Cream Social. And if memory serves right, it benefits people with cancer in the Vermont area. And essentially it goes for anything they could use the funds for. So it's a fundraiser. And this was named for Jeremy's brother, Dave, who lost his battle with cancer probably 10 and a half, 11 years ago or so, somewhere around there. And he's been rolling for 10 years. So this is kind of a momentous thing. And they're doing a local fundraiser this summer. I got that all correct for the most part, guys?
Yeah. And we do extra, like, we do care. I do it. She doesn't. No, she... Get out of here for this part. Me and my dad do karaoke to do extra stuff for October. So, like, if you had a song request, you can send it off with a donation, and then one of our generous donors would match.
Okay. Oh, what? We've never heard of Sing-a-thon. We've never seen you guys sing with your broom guitars and your... No, are you kidding us? That's like our highlight of October. Are you kidding us? So... one of our most favorite things. All right, let's get into the show. We got some What's Good in Your Life. So I'm going to have separate questions for both Mom and Ev, and I'll kind of guide them to each people. But let's talk about this. We mentioned this earlier. You guys have gone through a steady diet of summer vacations, and then this is like a winter spring vacation. So what was the intent on this, Crystal? Why did you guys go and pick this time of year?
We picked this time of year because, well, mostly it was Everly's vacation, like her winter vacation.
My birthday.
And her, it's her birthday. Yeah. Okay. And she kind of wanted to do that, but I mean, I wanted to
It was either that or Disney Point. It was either that or DVC points, and I'm not taking no DVC points to go in the middle of who knows when. Like, now.
Okay.
Boy, the weather, not go down in the warmest temperatures ever.
Gotcha. So it's a chance to get out of Vermont in the winter, which can be like half the year long is unbearable temperatures, correct?
It hasn't actually been that bad this year.
No, it's
and when we got back, when we got off the plane, it was like 50 or 60 degrees in Plattsburgh. I don't remember what it was, but it was a nice transition to coming back.
Okay. So Ev, when you guys went down, this was during your, this was not spring break. So you guys get a winter break from school. Is that correct?
April, we get a, for some reason, the spring break, a spring break and a winter break. And like, we also get some other breaks. I have no idea how many breaks we get. Like, we don't get these huge, massive breaks. We get itty bitty ones spread out throughout the year. It's nice.
Well, that's cool. Every school district is a little different in the country. Some people get a little break at the end of January and February, like you guys. And some, like my kids, we go right from Christmas vacation to spring break to summer, and there's no break in between there. So everybody's just a little different. So pretty cool. All right. So you guys decided to go to Walt Disney World, and you didn't drive. You guys flew. Is that correct?
Yep.
Flew.
Okay. Ev, do you remember what airport you flew from?
Breeze. The only reason for that is because of the best waffle I ever had, which was a Belgian waffle. It had like this, I don't know how to describe it.
Okay. I didn't catch the airport. You said Breeze. Was that the airline? But what was the airport you flew from?
Oh, Plattsburgh.
Plattsburgh. Gotcha. So that's a local regional airport. And then that flew you to where? Where was your connection?
We flew into Tampa.
Oh, this, oh, wait a minute. That was the Breeze Airlines. That was the news that it flew direct into Tampa, yeah. Right?
Tell us about that, actually.
Okay, really cool. So you flew into my home airport there in Tampa. It was really nice. Awesome. Very cool.
Yep.
Any tips you guys have? Give us some early tips on air travel. So you guys, you know, this was probably one of the few times you flew direct. But what did you learn about that as far as flying direct into Florida? Give us a tip.
I think this is where Mom steps in on this. I have no idea what...
That's no problem because, you know, I didn't prepare you for that question. But, like, when you're packing up to go on your trip, right, you're thinking, okay, I'm going to go and fly. What do I need for this airplane trip? Did you think of something in particular that you could share with someone who's maybe 11 years old? What would be your tip, Ev, for somebody that would be 11?
If you were going to pack food, make sure you pack... good food. I don't know.
Good food. I like it. I like it. Krista, how about you? Give us a tip for air travel. Arrive early. Don't worry about it. Bring a magazine. Make sure Murray's got a sleep mask so he doesn't bother you. Give us something like that.
Yeah, I always make sure I bring something to read or look at. And I always make sure that I have something for Everly to do.
I'm sorry, but the way home, I was so tired because we woke up at like, what time? Like 2-3 in the morning to leave. And then I would just like, not even when the plane got on, I sat down like for 20 minutes past and I was just out for the rest.
Early morning flight out. But your mom had a great tip because this is like parent tip 101 when you're traveling. If the kids aren't entertained, happy, or preoccupied, then there's no peace for mom or dad. So mom or dad have to learn little treats. If it's a bunch of gummy bears or if it's crackers, mom and dad learn that tip. You need to bring something to keep them entertained, right?
So. Yep. I always have a phone cord in my bag.
Okay.
So this is something that just like once happens at liftoff. But I recommend chewing gum so you don't have popping ears the entire time because that
good
just
tip.
Ignores me so much. It's like you just pop, blah, 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 blah. While you're going on an airplane. So
That's a great tip. And Krista had a really good tip too. Everyone packs up their bag, right? You throw all your junk in your bag, you check it, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, dang, my charging cord's in my check bag. So make sure it's on your carry-on.
Yeah.
Because I've been delayed at airports for several hours, and it's like, you don't want to have to go over to the Hudson News and spend $17 for that Apple charging cord. Make sure that charging cord's in your check bag. So, all right. Did you guys rent a car when you landed, or did you guys have Uber or Jen or a friend pick you up?
Oh, yep, Jen picked us up.
Like, strike one, out. Strike two, out. Third one, you got it.
Got it. So Jen picked you up and delivered you to the... So where'd you guys stay? I saw from tips that you had a split stay, but where did you guys stay on this trip?
We originally started at Pop Century.
And okay.
We stayed 2 days, and then we went over to Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Oh, and stayed 2 days. I love that. Oh, that was...
And no, then
we went to Kanani. We went to Kanani.
Yeah, it's Animal Kingdom Lodge.
We had to make it clear.
It's Kidani. Okay, it's been made clear. Very good, Krista. Then where'd you finish off at?
We went to Boardwalk.
Okay, so Pop to Kidani to Boardwalk. So Everly, what was your favorite resort of those three?
So my least favorite was Boardwalk. My second favorite, probably because of the jacuzzi bath, was Kidani. And the first favorite, just because of the pull-out bed, was Pop.
Wow, I didn't think it would go that way. Krista, how about you? What is your favorite?
My favorite was definitely Animal Kingdom Lodge, because I did like the jacuzzi tub.
Oh my god, that was...
Nice, nice.
That was so fun. I always enjoy Pop. We used to stay there all the time before we had DVC, mm-hmm. and Boardwalk as well. But
so Boardwalk seemed to come in last place in both of your guys' opinions there, because you didn't mention Boardwalk and Ev listed it as last place. Why? Give us both of you guys individually. Why did Boardwalk come in last place?
I'm gonna go first on this one. It's just a personal thing because I had what were we staying in? What kind of room was it?
A one bedroom,
and my bed was like a pull out hidden bed, like ooh la la. My bed was a couch, and like I but I'm like, there was like a big board above it, and it had like a Disney character sleeping.
Okay.
Reason why that one was in third. I do like those kinds of things, but I'm also like, Pop had Pluto.
Okay.
I shit.
Okay, so hey, so that's what sways you as you see Pluto. Okay, Krista, why did Boardwalk come in last place for you?
It really wasn't last place. It just wasn't my favorite.
That's okay.
And I would totally stay there again.
Yeah, I would too.
I like the hotels that have like the, like when we had to go get drinks or whatever, we had to leave the building and go over to the Boardwalk Deli.
Mm-hmm.
Get like our drink refills and stuff like that. And it, not that that was a big deal, but I just, not how I prefer things.
And you probably were located really far. I remember when I was at Boardwalk, it seemed like I had to walk a city block just to get to the elevator, then
right.
Take the elevator down three levels, then go all the way out through the courtyard. And before you knew it, I drank the coffee before I got back to the room. And I was right. Like, this is not going to work for me. I remember that. Okay. Tell me why both of you guys, though, you guys were like, Pop is where I love. What is about Pop that you guys really enjoy?
Pluto bed.
Okay, I get that. But what else? What else, Ev? What else about Pop did you really enjoy?
I really like seeing the big statues, and like when you walk in, like seeing all the decades lined up.
Okay.
I recognize any of the things on the wall.
Yeah, it's definitely nostalgia for me too.
It's like ooh.
Nice.
Ooh. And I like the eyeliner now.
Of course. That's like the greatest perk is the Skyliner right from there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you guys, Everly is called a split stay. So, which means you didn't stay in the same resort from check-in to check-out. You went in and out of three different places. So do you like split stays, Everly, or would you prefer to check into one resort and stay for the entire length of vacation?
Ooh. I prefer I like both of them, but like if it was like you either have this or this, you better pick carefully. I'd probably just do the one so we don't have to move our bags everywhere and have like, oh no, did I forget this in this hotel or did I do that and that?
Okay.
I have enough time to be able to do this if that I wanted to and that. Like, I remember, like, I don't know.
I agree with that. I didn't like not really taking everything out of my luggage.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it was a huge deal or anything, but I like to unpack my stuff. And then I also thought it was kind of annoying
tedious.
When, like, we were waiting to get checked into the next hotel. Like, we were kind of ready to go back to the hotel, but we didn't really have a hotel to go or a hotel room to go back to.
Oh, it was gotcha. So especially on the days where we had, like, especially like Animal Kingdom days. Like, I know we only had one of those, but that was, like, really tedious because it closed at 5 and we didn't get to do everything.
Okay. Well, you guys, that's what you call nesting. I'm a nester, too. When you get to your hotel room, you unpack, you put your stuff in your drawers, and it's like, I don't want to think about this until I have to leave.
Exactly.
But if you're throwing it back in your luggage, I get that. But there are a lot of reasons why you'd have to do that. Like, in your case, you paid cash for pop, but then you were using some points. So you kind of needed to mix those things up.
Right. Yeah.
So some people enjoy that, and one of the bigger benefits is you can buy the dining plan in that situation and only have it assigned for like the first day or two of the trip, and then you get the drink mug for however long you want to stay. So I certainly understand that, you know, as well too, but okay, pretty cool. What was the version of vacation here? Was this a parks vacation? Was this a chill out at the resort vacation? What version of vacation were you guys going on here?
We were definitely in the parks.
Yeah, like if we were in one place, we were definitely at the parks. I don't think we never went to Disney Springs this time, did we?
No, we didn't.
Even though we had a thing for T-Rex, I'm looking straight at you for this one.
Okay.
We didn't get to do T-Rex.
Well, Chris, Everly, T-Rex is probably really nice, but I'm sure your mom and dad did some really cool things otherwise than that. So, I mean,
we went to space instead.
Wait a minute. So you're upset about not doing T-Rex and you went to Space 220? What in the world? So, okay. So it would be hard to go through each day with each trip. So let's do this. How many days did you spend, or like, did you go to Epcot first and Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, or what was the arrangement of days, Krista?
We went to Magic Kingdom for our first day.
Okay.
Let me back this up.
We went to Magic Kingdom for the first day, and then... we went to...
There's this really long text list that my dad sent me. It's really...
It's good. These are notes, because you need to take notes when you're on these shows. Okay, Magic Kingdom.
Yep, and then we went to Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
And we spent our third day at Epcot, which is my favorite park. I was most looking forward to that one.
Nice.
Next day.
And then we went to Animal Kingdom.
The best one. Better
That's
than
Everly's
Epcot.
Favorite.
Better than Epcot.
Okay. And then did you repeat a park? Did you go to any
Magic Kingdom?
Okay. So you had 5 days at a park. So before we talk about the individual days or the individual attractions, let's get some questions out of the way so people establish a baseline for your Disney fandom, if you don't mind. So, Everly, your favorite park, I'm going to guess here, wild guess, is Animal Kingdom. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I just didn't hear that. And Krista's favorite park is Epcot. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Everly, describe why Animal Kingdom's your favorite park.
I want to use a I'm going to do a maximum of 5 words to make it easier.
I didn't say anything. You can describe it however you want, kiddo.
5 words to make it easier on myself, or else this podcast lasts like 3 hours.
No problem. All right. In 5 words, describe it. Go ahead.
Everest.
Okay.
Bird shows.
Okay.
I'm blanking out.
How about we describe it in 2 words?
That was already 3.
All right. Why don't you think of those 2 words and we'll go to mom. Give us good thought here. So, Miss Krista, so you're at Epcot. What is the reason why Epcot has a special place in your heart?
My favorite part of Epcot is the World Showcase. And I especially enjoy it at nighttime for some reason.
It's so much prettier.
When I went to Disney World for my very first trip when I was in high school, that's the main thing I remember, is walking around Epcot at nighttime. Mm-hmm. And it was just my favorite thing. And going there as an adult and bringing my family, it's just my favorite thing.
Okay, but you're a theme park fan. You are like, you're not afraid of thrill rides. As a matter of fact, you'll go on just about everything in the park, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And Everly, too, you're a thrill ride fan as well, though maybe not like scary things. I know that from experience. Is that correct?
I don't like Haunted Mansion.
There we go. So I understand that. Okay. So we're thrill, I don't want to say thrill junkies, but there's nothing that we wouldn't go on unless it's spooky. Do I got that right for both you guys?
Yeah. Yep. And perfect. Nobody better ask me to go on Tower of Terror either.
I just want the record to show that you did go on the Haunted Mansion with Beatrice and myself. We went on together as a group, right?
I was so squished, but yeah.
You were so squished. That's your memory. Okay, so let's go to Magic Kingdom first day. So instead of summarizing the entirety of the day, here's what I'm looking for. Give us one cool thing that you remember from the Magic Kingdom on the first day. Can you guys remember one cool thing? Everly, what do you got?
The first thing that I had as like a Disney breakfast, like a true Disney breakfast, was a cake pop.
So the cake pop is what you remember from Magic Kingdom?
Yep.
Okay, that's cool. You know, people love cake pops from Starbucks, and they're like, that's just what we remember. It's awesome. Miss Crystal, give me something really cool that you remember from Magic Kingdom.
Rick, Forbes, and Brandy and Liam came up and hung out with us for a little bit, and we got to ride pirates with them, and I thought that was pretty cool.
And Big Thunder.
And Big Thunder,
Big Thunder. Big Thunder. So much better at night.
I had the pleasure of meeting the Forbes family once, and they are just as cool as you would think they'd be. Rick's such a sweetheart, and so is Brandy. You know, yeah. So I've met them as well, too. Okay, give me one thing on the first day at Magic Kingdom that was somewhat of a disappointment or something that needed improvement. And Chris and Everly, before you answer, I want to remind you that your answer may determine all future trips with your mom and dad. So I would say take a second and think about what you're going to say first before you answer here. Okay. We'll go to mom first. So Krista, give me one thing that needed improvement or was a disappointment at Magic Kingdom.
Man, that's tough because I had such a good, that was my favorite day of the whole trip.
Okay.
Nothing better than Epcot?
Yes. I had so much fun.
But it could be something as simple as the weather or the crowds or the bathroom condition or something like that. Did anything go wrong that needed slight improvement?
I always could use some attention.
Like, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, but the amount of money that Disney makes should probably go towards a little bit. Like, they should probably chip in towards the bathrooms.
The bathrooms, the janitorial services, the custodial services. Okay. Okay. That's okay. That's very important because if you've ever been, well, okay, let's be honest, not been in the ladies' bathroom, but as far as the guys' bathroom goes, they're always in a condition where you're walking and you're like, oh boy, let's just get through here. Are ladies just as bad, Krista? Is the ladies' bathroom just as bad?
Oh, yeah. The ladies' rooms are bad.
Yeah. And I think part of it is that there's always ladies changing babies' diapers up in the front. So you.
You walk in, in diaper that you've never met and you probably will never meet again.
Okay.
It's just kind of,
kind of sketchy. Okay. What about an attraction? What was your favorite attraction on that day?
Ooh. For me, it was definitely Jungle Cruise because I hadn't been on it in a few trips. So
Jungle Cruise.
So I was excited to be able to go on that one.
Okay. Ev, your favorite attraction on that day specifically? Think about it in your memory here. You don't have to look at the notes. Think about that day. You're at Magic Kingdom, and like, what ride did you say? Yes, that was awesome. I was so glad I went on there.
Probably Space Mountain.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Okay. So I want to put a pin in Magic Kingdom. We're going to go the next day to Hollywood Studios. Let me ask you the same questions. Give me your favorite memory from Hollywood Studios, Everly. What do you got?
That would be the day that we went. Was it my birthday dinner at that
place? Hollywood and Vine.
Hollywood and Vine. Oh my gosh! The best part about that was I have a Pluto hat and Pluto was there and he had like this little, collar on thing, and he signed my Pluto hat.
Awesome.
I'm like, if you would have saw my face, you just would have started laughing. My face was like,
Everly, I did see your face. Your dad likes to share things on Facebook. I saw your face. Don't worry, I remember that picture. So, okay. Like, Krista, what was your favorite thing on that day?
I enjoyed. Well, I got a Wookiee cookie, which I was pretty excited about. Because I always forget they're there, and then I remember after I'm home that I should have got one. Like, but I remembered while I was there, so I got that. And that was the day that we checked into Animal Kingdom Lodge.
It was
and
so big.
We found the jacuzzi tub.
Nice. Okay, so your memory wasn't of anything on Hollywood Studios. It was the jacuzzi tub at Animal Kingdom? Okay. But you had a good point there. We should make a post in EDCOT. Name something that you always mean to do with the best of intentions, then you forget when you're there until it's too late, right?
Oh, yeah. I can think of things right now that I didn't do that I wish that I did when I was there.
All right, save them because you're going to need them later on. But, okay, give me something on day two that was a disappointment or could use improvement at Hollywood Studios. Was it the crowds, bathrooms, any attraction that wasn't working quite right, food? Give me something you thought, I would have liked this better if because I'll give you a chance to think about that. Everly, you got anything? If it's nothing, that's cool too, because sometimes vacations are just that cool that it's hard to improve upon those things.
Yeah, I can't think of anything on that one.
Hollywood Studios was a gold star day.
Okay. Did you go on Tower of Terror?
No.
Okay. Okay. So it was a really good silver star, but eventually you're going to go on that Tower of Terror, and that's going to become a gold star day. Someday you'll do it. I promise you. So... I know, someday. All right, let's go to Epcot, okay? Miss Krista, tell me, best thing about Epcot. What was the best memory you had?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's so awesome. It's so awesome.
Meanie.
Okay, what song did you have?
What did we have?
Oh, no, wait, shouldn't it?
Disco Inferno.
Oh, that's the best one. That's the best one. I love it. Okay.
Be like...
Was your dad embarrassing you, Everly? Was he making gestures? Was he dancing in the cart with Disco Inferno?
That was 110.
Okay. Everly, give me your favorite memory of Epcot.
She took mine.
Is Guardians your favorite memory, too, on that day?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Was this the day you guys ate at Space 220?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh!
Okay, let's talk about Space 220, because I've never been to Space 220. Let's talk all about this. This was an advanced dining reservation, right?
Yes.
Okay. And were you guys seated immediately? Like, walk me through the experience. Did you guys order an appetizer, drinks, just the food? And how long did it take?
It didn't really take too long. When we got there, we got on the elevator and went up into space. Whee! And we had a pretty cool seat, like where we were sitting. We could see really good out the windows and stuff.
It was so cool.
And we got really cool drinks that had
mine was like the one that had the cool space cup with like the little I remember a few years ago.
It's like the flashy ice cube thing.
Gotcha.
Party. I'm sorry, but this is like bringing me back with the little ice cube things.
And you forgot about it. We had to find a new ice cube for you. Is that right, Everly?
It reminded me of the time that I lost my dance party at Yak and Yeti's.
Uh-huh. I remember that time as well, too. Okay. Did you get to keep the cup, Ev?
Yeah, I got. I have like three cups now.
Okay. What about the food? What'd you guys order for food?
Chicken tenders.
She had space chicken tenders.
Fry.
That's okay. It's what kids order, even if it's Space 220. It's space chicken tenders. Krista, what'd you order?
I had a steak.
Nice.
I had some ear steak.
It was really good.
That's my question was it really good? Because sometimes it's all theme.
Better than what we had on our final night. Oh my gosh, it was so much better.
Like, Krista, did you say the best steak you ever had?
In my entire life. I was.
Holy smokes. Okay. And then what about dessert? What'd you guys have for dessert?
I had a carrot cake. I didn't like it.
I had a space cupcake that had a little candle on it. And, let's just say some of the space facts from the space candle got on my space cupcake.
Okay. Did anyone sing happy birthday to you? Did they all embarrass you?
No.
Okay. No problem. But It's not truly a birthday unless you're embarrassed, though. I mean, people have to come over and embarrass you, make a big fuss over that. I just want you to know that. Okay. And the whole experience, though, if you had to give it a 0 for the most disappointing or a 10 for the best you ever had, what number would you give this?
I would give it a 9.7.
Holy smokes. So what I was saying, 0 would be the worst restaurant you ever ate at. 10 would be the best. What number between 0 to 10 would you give Space 220?
3.5 billion.
Okay, so it's above 10. Okay. I was worried about the 3.5 at first, and I was like, oh, it's defensive, but okay. No. What about something on that day that might have disappointed you? Was there anything in particular? Was any of the World Showcase pavilions down? Any of the attractions down? Any of the wait times? Anything along those lines that disappointed you on that day?
The only thing, when we went to the Ratatouille ride, it was broke down. We waited in line a bit, and that one did break down.
The amount of time that one broke down.
It broke down a couple times.
Oh, no, I forgot something for Hollywood Studios, Dan.
But
okay, we
were going on it before we left for the night. So we did get to go on it, but.
Did you guys buy Genie Plus? Did you guys pay for that for ahead of time for all every day or?
That's her question.
We had Genie Plus.
I had no idea what was going on.
So you have to kind of do that, or you kind of have to wait and stand by for everything. And then you're just kind of, you're at the whim of however long the rides take. So sometimes you got to pay a little extra to go and enjoy the experience. And my attitude recently has been, don't even worry about the cost. Just do it, suck it up, and you're going to enjoy the day a heck of a lot more. It's not often we're down there, especially when we travel so far to go there, right? So, all right. So we've got 3 parks done. We're going to go to Animal Kingdom and then Magic Kingdom. Have you bought any souvenirs for the first 3 days so far? Have we paid for anything, bought anything, mugs, shirts, hats, Dooney and Burks, lounge flies, any of those so far? What'd you buy, Ev?
I got a Pluto plush.
Okay. A Pluto plushie.
50th anniversary Mickey.
Was this from like birthday money, or did like mom and dad just pay for it out of pocket?
This is all my money. This is my money.
Okay, Krista, this is true. This is all Ev's money at this point.
Yeah, it's some of her own money. Yeah,
I have okay.
All of it was her money.
No, especially not. No.
Okay, Krista, you have any souvenirs up to this point?
I bought pins pretty much every day.
Okay, really cool. Was pin trading? I know that right now cast to like people it's coming back. But as far as pin trading goes, did you find places you could trade pins other than the DVC stands and the? How are you doing that?
Yeah, we actually had some other guests come over and trade pins with us.
We did. We had like real guests. That was like, hello, yeah.
So that was kind of fun talking to other people.
Really cool. Yeah. Okay.
I got some Boba Fett stuff.
Nice. All right. So take us to Animal Kingdom. Give me your favorite highlight, Everly, at Animal Kingdom.
Everest. I'm going to have to go Everest.
Well, you did kind of describe it as the first word. So I kind of had a feeling Everest was coming down the pike there for you. Why Everest? What do you like about it, Ev?
I like the part where you go down, upside down, and you come out, and then you see the thing of the Yeti. While the track is changing, and you go whoosh, and you go straight out. That's the part.
Nice. So, like, scary, but like, that's not scary for you. That's okay.
That's like, if somebody was to describe to me Everest, if somebody asked me to describe Everest in one word, I'd be like, it'd be 2 words. It'd be fast and normal, basically.
Fast and normal. Okay. Krista, give me a favorite memory from that day.
I was excited when we went on the safari, the Kilimanjaro safari, because I got to see the baby elephant.
Nice. I was going to say, what did you see that was unique? Because sometimes you go on the safari and you don't see what you want to see, and it's kind of a disappointment to you. So,
a sleeping lion.
Yeah, and the lion was very visible to us.
Yes, it was. Oh my! And we got to, and we were front row, right behind the person.
Yeah, the driver.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm about to go on a special tour because one of the paths was closed to get it done quicker.
Okay. That's really cool. That ride, you know, we have a member of our group that used to drive that truck. Oh, that's so Exactly. Her name is Christy, but she hasn't been on for some time, but she used to drive that truck. Ev, give me something that could be improved on that day. Was something of a disappointment, a ride, an attraction? You know where I'm going with this, but what was something that you could have done better for that day?
I didn't like that the park closed earlier than the others. I really was dumb, and the fact that it closed at 5, it was kind of sad. I'm gonna be honest, it was really sad. But we got an animal view back at the hotel, so yeah.
Okay, Krista, give me something that day that might have disappointed you.
I honestly can't think of anything I was really disappointed by. We had a good dinner. We went to Rainforest Cafe for dinner.
Delicious.
And it was really good.
I got another cupcake.
Hang on. So that was the Rainforest Cafe by the front entrance of Animal Kingdom right there? Yeah. Okay. Really cool. So what I was trying to do with that disappointment was I wasn't trying to say, hey, this was a rotten day. But sometimes things are like, hey, I could be improved by, like, for example, when I was there, guys, at Animal Kingdom, mm-hmm. I was a big fan of the dinosaur attraction. Did you go on Dinosaur, Ev? It's kind of scary, but did you go on Dinosaur?
I don't think we did that.
We have gone on it. We didn't go on it this time. No, we didn't.
Okay. Ev, it's a really cool ride, really fun. It's kind of like Indiana Jones in California, where the vehicle moves. But I love it. But that lobby, Ev, is dirty. That lobby needs improvement. It's like dirty and dusty and tired. So it needs improvement as they, you know, revitalize that land. Okay. You got your last day at Magic Kingdom. All right, so you went back to Magic Kingdom. You guys don't have an annual pass, right? This was tickets, is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. We had tickets that I was able to get through my work. But yeah, we didn't have annual passes this time.
Okay, so you got a 5-day pass. You went back to Magic Kingdom. Why'd you pick Magic Kingdom as the final day to go back to do something?
That's all you on this
one. We actually started at Magic Kingdom and we ended over at Epcot. And we went over to Magic Kingdom because we just wanted to make sure we went on all the rides, I guess.
That's cool. It's hard to argue when you got the most attractions there. It's hard to argue that. So did you have hoppers the entire time or you had hoppers for the entire trip?
Yeah, we had hoppers.
I don't think we had one for Bug's Life though, even though it was like really short. It was like a 10-minute wait, I think.
She mentioned me past. Okay, that's no problem. So did you do any other park hopping besides the last day, or was that the only opportunity for you to do park hopping?
Did we park hop any other days? I can't remember. I don't think we did.
No.
I think that was the only time we did park hop, but we did have park hoppers for the whole trip.
Okay. You mentioned to me that you had tickets through work. Were they like a bulk ticket plan or a discount ticket through work? Is that why you purchased them?
Yes. Yeah, it was. For us to get them through that website, then through Disney. I think I saved like $400 by getting them through work. So,
that's important. That's big time money, you know, when that happens. So what was the crowd level like? Because you really went before most spring breaks.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be super busy, but it honestly was not as bad as I was expecting at all. It was pretty nice, honestly.
And what about like weather? Any issues with weather, rain, anything like that?
Nope, it rained on our very last day. It rained a little bit, but we kind of hung out at the hotel that day because we were all so tired.
Yeah.
But the rest of the weather was beautiful.
Okay, give me a tip now. You guys hit the parks up for like 5 days here. So you guys were on the go from pretty much start to finish. What about a tip as far as like packing? Don't forget to bring this. What would you recommend, Ev, for, let's just say you got a kid, you know, your age, and they're going to go do the parks for many days in a row. Each day is long. Each day is tiring. Would you have a tip for someone that hasn't done this before?
I would make sure that, I know that I've had Florida water before, and it's not very good.
Okay.
And I got a water bottle. It basically filters out all of the nasty, like the bitter taste. And I got to enjoy like fresher water, and the fact that Disney hands out free like ice water. It's like my cup is through. Hold on.
We got a sneeze coming, but okay, that's important. That's a great tip so far. So you had one of those like Brita water filter bottles that filters out the nasty sulfur taste, right?
Yep, that was actually Oh my gosh.
And I remember this. Did we get a video of it? Like, and then I took a sip of the water without it because I was so used to the Brita taste. And then I was like, and then she just started cracking up. It was her. She did it.
Well, yeah. You know what, Ev? Once you're down there and you start drinking that water that has that high sulfur content, it's rough, right? You don't grow up with it. You don't live with it. You don't know what it tastes like. But after a while, it's just like you kind of get used to it. So I know it's tough, but sometimes you just get used to it. How about you, Krista? You got a tip for someone packing stuff? Maybe clothes. What about something like that?
Well, I overpacked clothes. I packed a lot of pants that I didn't end up wearing.
And because we had like washing machines.
Yeah, and we had the washer and dryer, so I was able to do laundry every day.
Gotcha. Did that spoil you, Krista, for all trips going forward for studios then when you have to like pack up all these clothes that you need, but instead here you need like 2 days worth of clothes because you could get that,
right? I'd be a little bit spoiled now.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So we got our trip wound down. And you guys mentioned you left. Did you have an early flight, Krista? Was that like a 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock pickup time to go back to the airport?
Flight was like at 7 a.m. So Tara actually came down the day after I did, and she was kind enough to come pick us up at Boardwalk at like 3 o'clock in the morning to bring us from Boardwalk over to Tampa.
So Ev, you weren't lying about having to wake up at like 2 o'clock in the morning to get to the Tampa airport, right? Oh my goodness.
For her, it's normal. For me, I'm like on my last nerve at the airport, trying to stay awake with my tater tots and my Mickey brownie while also playing Pokemon Go, trying to make sure the gym stays yellow.
Well, Ev, let's just make sure we all acknowledge this. 3 o'clock in the morning isn't normal for anybody. People can do it, but it's not normal, right? You can do it, but okay, we get that. Very cool. Did you have any moments in the airport where it was like, I forgot something? Because that early morning wake-up call was kind of like a fire drill. You're trying to get out of that room. Did you have any moments where you're like, I forgot this, and now I've lost it forever? Like a light bulb ice cube type thing or anything like that? Just asking, just curious.
No.
It was bad.
No. Okay. Really cool. Do this, Everly. Think about this. I want you to describe your vacation in three words. You need three words to describe this trip. And Krista, you can do the same thing. We need three words to describe this vacation. Because here's what I picked up by watching you guys. I thought it was one of the coolest vacations you guys had because it was really one of the first times I've seen like you guys just together as a family, just there and relaxing together. There wasn't a whole lot of pressure. Just each day kind of came as it did. That's what I picked up. And I saw so many pictures of you guys smiling. It was just wonderful to see you guys together. But Ev, three words to describe this vacation.
Sorry, I had to redo. I had to think about all three words because it's basically a tiny sentence. I'm like, hold on, I have to redo this.
All right, you can think of it.
A birthday.
Krista, think of three words, Krista, for this trip.
It was magical, exciting.
Magical, exciting.
Even I don't understand what you were saying.
It's the best time ever.
Nice. That's one word. Best time ever is one word. We're gonna count it. Okay.
It's my birthday trip.
Is that what you want to use, my birthday trip, Ev?
Yep.
Okay. That's really cool. Well, you know what? Honestly, I just love seeing the vacation, and I love going along with you guys for that trip. Would you guys prefer to take winter vacations at this point and stay away from Walt Disney World in the summer at this point? Now that you've had experience with the weather, it's a much different climate. It's almost more enjoyable and refreshing. Yeah. Is that the way you'd probably want a vacation from this point forward?
Yes. I do not want to go down during the summer. Last year, I actually in school did a report on, we had a city and any city in the whole world, and I chose Orlando, Florida. And there was one of them, we had to do the five themes of geography. One of them was place. And I actually got to search up what was the average temperature for Orlando, Florida last year. It was, I know this off the top of my head, it was 75.6 degrees.
For the entirety of the year.
Entirety of the year. the entire shabam was 75.6.
Okay. Well, we learned a little temperature information here today, so that was really cool. I appreciate that. Any last thoughts that you want to share before we go today, Ev? Do you want to share any last things on vacation with people before we sign off?
Hold on. Give me
30 seconds. Well, hang on. Here's what we can do. While you're thinking, here's what we can do. So, Everly, how old are you right now?
I'm 11 years old.
All right. So if you're listening and you have kids that are 11 years old, you can contact Krista or Jeremy and they can put you in contact with Ev because Ev has firsthand advice and tips for your little one. If they're 8, 9, 10, or 11 years old, Everly had firsthand experience and she can go and give tips and information for them. Right, Ev? Would you like to be like the resource for all the kids when they go to Walt Disney World?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm friendly.
Of course. Oh, well, I think we can tell that at this point. Okay. Krista, you have one last memory you'd like to share with us?
No, I just had so much fun and like it was nice being with just my family, and it was probably one of my favorite trips.
Nice. So I think I read that from multiple spots that what a great time you guys had and what a relaxed vacation you guys have. So with our group, when we go on vacation, it seems like vacations are equal points, like go, go, go and stressful and equal points relaxing, but it's hard to get it just right. And it sounds like this one was just right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. So if anybody has any questions on a winter break trip that was in late February, early March, you can find Krista. Krista, where would they find you on Facebook?
Just my name, Krista Griffin.
Okay. Or yep. Edcott. They can find you at Edcott as well too.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And if you wanted to find Ev, go through Krista or me or Jeremy. We can always put you in contact with Everly.
Yeah, definitely.
I have no social media.
Well, you will. Don't worry. You'll get it as you get older. Don't worry. So.
But also, I remembered my thing.
Okay.
So we were just getting off the Everest ride, and there was a pin board out there, and I'm like, there were some pretty good pins on there. And I don't normally like the girly pins, but there was this old Snow White pin, probably 35, 20 something years old. It was an older pin, and my dad traded for it. I'm like, how dare you? I just like and he's like, why? I thought you don't like girly pins normally. I'm like, I like rare Disney pins.
Okay. So your dad hogged the pin in front of you, right? That's what you're trying to tell us? Your dad kind of took the pin right from you?
He did this probably three separate times.
poor Murray can't even defend himself right now. So, all right. So for my friends, Krista and Everly, we'd like to thank you for joining us today and sharing in our trip report. If you have any questions or would like to learn more about Animal Kingdom Lodge, Pop Century, or Boardwalk, feel free to contact us on social media through Facebook. Usually in Edcott is the best place. So for my friends Everly and Krista, I'd like to thank you, and we want to wish you a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.